Welcome back to We Just Talking with host Floyd and me, Don Rowe. Let's talk.
Yes, how you doing today?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Doing too bad either. You know.
Good.
Drove 30 minutes to get some chicken.
Very good. That's a noble cause for sure. Where was it?
It was Raising Cane's, you know?
I love Raising Cane's. So good. So good.
I would say it's better than Popeye's for real.
I agree with you 100%. Won't take it back.
So,
yeah.
Today's topic is relationships with your mama and your pappy.
Okay, for sure. Go ahead.
You want me to start, or is like you want to start?
I guess I can go. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you should have a good relationship with your parents, or try to, any kind of relationship, really. As long as you know them, I feel like you tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, I don't know, my biggest thing with parents is I feel like communication is very key.
Oh, for sure. I believe that 100%.
I feel like the problem is in Black culture, Black parents talk to you, not with you. They talk to you.
Yeah, it's not a lot of back and forth or how are you feeling, I'm feeling fine. It's not anything of substance. It's always you don't do. If you don't know, you don't know. Type of situation.
For real, it's just like I talk, you listen type of thing. And I don't know, I feel like
we don't get feeling. Yeah,
it puts
ahead.
It puts that like, okay, whatever you say anyway, it's not like you want me to talk back type of feeling, like type of mood to it.
For sure.
So now when you ask me, when you tell me to say something,
right,
then and I ain't got nothing to say, you wanna get all mad.
Right, and it's like, and then when they do try to give you a real question and you answer it, then they get mad at you for answering. And it's like, do my feelings really matter to you, or am I just here? Like, I remember a lot, like when it's time to like clean or something like that, just an example. And my mom would ask me to clean up and I'd be like, okay, I'll clean. But she had us clean every single day. And I'm just like, why am I cleaning so much? And then she didn't like how we clean because we're children. We don't know how to clean. What are you talking about? And it was like, in my head, I'm like, if you want something done, do it yourself. Period.com. If I want something done in my house, I'll do it myself. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. I mean, I'll tell my kid, because he can clean a little bit. He's 6, so he know how to do a little bit of something. I'm like, clean your room. Okay, cool. That's his room. I make sure that his domain needs to be clean. If he don't want to clean it, that's on him. But if I get annoyed, then it's time to clean up. You get what I'm saying? So right. I feel like it wasn't enough of you need to be responsible for your portion or whatever you messed up. You need to be responsible for it. It was more of clean everybody's stuff. I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care whose turn it is. You just need to do it. You know what I mean?
Right. But then see, I feel like that builds a barrier, like a communication barrier, because you're not to them about important things. I'm saying, like, you'll go to somebody else's parents before you go to your own parents.
For sure. And I don't like that. That's like a thing for me. I'm like, I don't want my kids talking to somebody else about their problems. Come tell me, and we can fix it together instead of having these all these people. I don't like people in my business, you know what I mean? And even if it's not my business, still, you know what I mean? It's like, if you feel some type of way, even if it's about me, let me know, you know? Like, we can fix it. You don't need to go to X, Y, and Z mama to tell me about myself, because then I'm gonna see them and they're gonna be looking at me crazy. I don't have time for that. So just tell me. And I try to have that, I want to have that open talk environment, because they kids need that. They need to know they can come to their parents about stuff. I told my grandma and my mom one time about my depression or whatever, and they tried to make it seem like it was about them. I said, this is not about not none of you, mom. This ain't about you. This is about me.
Right.
And you can't even, like, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't even for a second just like, maybe this is not about me. Maybe this is not about what I did. It's about my child, you know? And I feel like that's a hard topic for them. But at the same time, if you care about your kid, you need to open your mind to how they might be feeling.
True. I definitely feel like, I don't know, me and my dad, like, through high school, I didn't really tell him that much. So I'm trying to open up to him a little bit more by telling him more stuff. Like, I don't know, in high school, I didn't tell this man anything about my relationships. Uh-huh. I mean, I told him when I broke up with a girl, then he'd be like, yeah, man, F them, man. Hey, there's more coming, type of, like, you know, basically.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, dad answer for sure.
So I feel like I don't know. I'm grown now, so I'm trying to.
Right.
I'm trying to open up with them, so we talk a little
that's
bit more.
Good. I think that's what happens though too. Like, when you get older, you kind of realize, like, let me talk to them. Let's see if they gonna talk to me like I need them to, or you know what I mean? And like, that's, I've been doing the same thing lately, like with my mom and sometimes my grandma and my aunties and stuff, because they're adults and I'm an adult and I want people to be treating me like an adult, and they do now. But it was definitely a struggle in the beginning once me transitioning from high schooler to adult, you know? So I think it's good that, like, at least at some point in our lives that we sit down and we can actually talk to our parents about real things and not just kind of like pretend, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Cause I think for so long, like, in the Black community, it's more as a, you gonna respect me type thing. Like, yeah. It's not that I'm gonna try to get to know you. It's more, you gonna respect me cause you in my house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then they try to build a fear aspect, you know what,
yeah,
I'm saying?
And you don't want to cross people. That's what you don't want. You want to give people the respect that they want, but at the same time they have to give you that back, you know what I mean? And if I'm not being respected, why would I respect you? I had this problem my whole childhood. People would just talk down on me. I had this mostly with my mom, because she had me young and whatever, and I stayed with my grandparents, and she was staying, she had my siblings or whatever. And so it was like, it was almost, because we're about 10 years apart, basically, or more, 10 or more years apart. And it's weird, not 10, what am I talking about? However many years, anyways, she was whatever.
I don't know, probably like that for
she's
you.
In her 30s. What? No, she's in her 30s. I'm in my early 20s, basically. And
your mom's in her 30s?
She's in her late 30s. Like, she like 38 or something.
Yeah, my dad is
50. That's not my problem.
Sounds like somebody's problem.
Yeah, somebody's.
Your mama hella young.
Yeah, I know, everybody say that. Your mama, I know. She's like 38. She's damn. Taken, so no.
Nigga, my dad ain't been 40 for a cool minute for about 10 years now.
Well, then he old. That's not my problem.
It's somebody's problem.
Your problem, no, just kidding. No, but yeah, so we had this whole thing. Cause she she's young, I'm super young, you get what I'm saying? So we had a thing where she seemed more like a sister than a mom when I was growing up, because it was never like a, I couldn't like respect her on a mom level, because she acted like me, that's just what it was. And I was like, really though? So, and then I had my grandma in my ear trying to be negative and all kinds, and then it was a whole thing.
Oh, it's your grandma.
My grandma is 60.
Your grandma young.
She's not 60, but she in her 60s. I think she like 68. But yeah, she young too. Look, my family had kids young, okay? So we just sexy like that. Leave us alone.
Okay. Hey, it's none of my business.
But you asked. No, just kidding. But yeah, it ain't no secret. It is what it is. But yeah, like, so yeah, my grandma was young. So she just, everybody just have my family or women, like, we have like issues. Like, my grandma had an issue with my auntie because my grandma had my auntie young. It was a whole thing. The oldest kids, we got to deal with our parents growing up and like trying to figure themselves out, and it's hard to deal with,
right?
So that's, so they want us to respect them, but we all in the same situation right now, so we all trying to grow up and figure things out. But obviously with my siblings and her and my mom's siblings, and you know, it's just like, my mom's the youngest, so she didn't really have to deal with my grandma growing up, but at the same time she did, because of mom, she was still confused, if that makes sense. It's a cycle, and I can see it now, but it's like, it's weird. It's just weird. But we all had that issue because we're trying to figure out why our parents are acting the way they acting, and then we got to look back and be like, oh, this is why they act the way they act. So we got to grow up, the oldest at least has to grow up and kind of like figure it out for everybody. I feel like that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm just figuring it out for everybody. Breaking the cycle, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand that.
It's a burden. And a
I think that's interesting, because like, my dad had me, I think he was like 30.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, 20, maybe in his late 20s, whatever. I just remember, you know, because when I was a kid, my dad was still considered young. Like, he was in his 30s, whatnot.
Yeah.
So he was still trying to do young things. Like, he were like run the streets for like days on end. Wouldn't see this man. I'm like,
oh, yeah. Right. He said, the hell, where you at?
So I feel like that really,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that really kind of hurt our relationship, because I feel like I don't even know if I'm gonna see you next week.
Right.
No.
No, I feel you.
So it's like, I guess he's trying to make up for that time, because I mean, I think he knows he did some messed up stuff when I was a kid. He just said he ain't gonna say it.
I think all the parents.
But that's like that.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they all kind of know they did something wrong. I know I've done things wrong, and I try to make it better every day, you know? So, yeah. I mean, like, I had the same issue with parents. They just up, they go, they leave, whatever. I grew up with my grandma, so I don't really know. How it is being around my parents like that. I met my dad a year before I got pregnant with my son, and he started acting funny. He still act funny, but I mean, at first I resented him for it, for just not being there, because he left when I was 5, and then he came back when I was when I was 14, and then he like up and disappeared about a year after. Well, he ain't disappeared. We fell out because he was treating me. He was just being weird and treated me all kinds of just, he weird. He one of those people that believe if you 16, you an adult. And it's like, no, I'm not an adult. I don't even know what's going on. He one of those parents.
Not legally.
Not legally, but still, you were responsible for me. So I'm gonna need you. I'm a kid. Period. If I see a 16-year-old now, you a kid. I don't care.
Like, I feel like, okay, I'm 16. I'm an adult, but you still put me as a dependent.
Right. Exactly. Like, it's... So, right. So, if I'm an adult, run me my money. But yeah, man. Like, he... And I don't have no ill feelings for him towards him now. But I used to have... When I didn't know where he was, I loved him. Like, okay, I don't see him, but I know he cares about me or whatever. Then I met him and I was like, okay, I see your problem. But at the same time, I don't really care. Because it's like he was pulling that victim card. They didn't let me see her. They didn't this. They don't that. I'm like, dude, you have ample opportunities. Just and even if you felt like my people didn't like you, at the end of the day, if I inquire about you, people are going to let me see you. Period. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's really on him.
I think
yeah, go ahead.
I'm a thank you.
No, go ahead.
No, that's how my girlfriend's dad is. Like, okay, so my girlfriend, most of the time, like, she grew up with her dad. A situation happened with her mom. I can't say what happened. Yeah. That's not my place to say it, but just a situation happened.
Yeah.
So her mom, like, went away, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So she, you know, grew up with her dad, whatever. Okay, so then when she turned 12, she went to go live with her mom. Then after that, her dad really didn't see her that much. And like, when she started telling me about it, you know, I'm thinking like, well, making an excuse that's like, oh, your mom and your stepdad don't like me. I'm thinking like, well, he could just come outside. Like, he could still pick you up and take you somewhere.
Exactly. I feel like it's no excuse. I don't care anymore. Like, people say, oh, what if this, what if that? It don't matter. Like, if you really care about your kids and you really want to be in your kid's life and all that stuff, then be in your kid's life, period. There's nothing to it. Okay, you can't go in their house and have a house of your own. You don't need to be up under that lady if you don't want to be up under her. And same with females. People too busy trying to be all up under the parent when you need to be all up over your kids. Period. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I feel like it's stupid.
It's stupid. If you don't want to try, just say you don't want to try. If you don't want kids, just say you don't want the kid. Period. I don't care. Like, Kai's like, biological daddy, he ain't around. And that don't stop me from doing for him, but I don't never speak negatively on his name. So if he ever do try to depend or try to come around, then that's on him to decide. You get what I'm saying? Period. I don't think parents should talk down on other people's parents shouldn't talk about the other parent. Period. That's nobody's business. That's not up. They shouldn't try to make you hate them. They should.
Yeah, I feel like that is. Like, yeah, you should never talk bad about your
the decisions like, you
by
made.
Your child. Yeah, by your child's mom or dad, because yeah, you made that decision to sleep with them. And then because your kid will hear you talking bad about them, then they're gonna resent them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So
it's like,
I mean, you're not gonna blame me for your kid hating you. That's on you. What you mean?
If he or she hates you, it's because her own well-being.
Exactly. If you're not a positive thing in their life, and you only come around when you think they got something or whatever the case is, then that's just what it is, and that's on you. And if they see that in you, then what? I didn't have nothing to do with it. You showing your ass. Period.
For sure. Man, like that just reminds me, like when you said when they think they got some parents and money don't add up. Mm-hmm. I promise you it doesn't.
I had to learn that the hard way.
I don't know how many times I've loaned my dad some money and he said, yeah, I'm gonna pay you back.
Lies. Nothing but lies. These parents, they owe me $20,000.
For real. $500, $600 money.
Oh man, bruh, man, don't get me started on this money thing. Hard.
That's
a whole problem for me. Like I'm angry. or stuff like that come up. Like, it's just like, how you gonna ask me for money? You get what I'm saying? And then you say you're gonna pay me back when you should pay me back, especially if it's $20. I ain't tripping off $20, but once
I want my money back.
You right.
High school, I was broke.
You right about that. You right about that, because I ain't have it. I used to get money from birthdays. I ain't have an allowance. I ain't have none of that. I had birthday money. And that was it. It was
Christmas.
Right. And maybe if they had some loose change, I get it. But when I start working at all kinds, like, people like, oh, can you help me pay my gas, pay my electric? Do I look like Malone place? Oh, question.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, but not sorry, no. I worked for a family member, and that was just, I was like, why would I even do this? Hella.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, go ahead.
Like, okay, so I remember one time, mm-hmm. like, my uncle would give me $5. For taking out the trash. Like, it was just like this, I guess, to show me some responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't take out the trash, I don't get paid, type thing. Mm-hmm. I saved up like $200-some.
Mm.
I come home from school, I check my shoebox, and that shit gone.
No.
My dad said I had to use it for that.
For what?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it back.
For what?
For his car.
I don't care.
His car. He don't even got the car no more. Never saw that $200 again. I'm like,
oh,
fuck.
Oh God, like, what do you mean? Oh my God, that just, like, makes me so bad.
I was about to buy some shoes. Like, you know what I could have did with that in middle school? I ain't got no bills, nigga.
Right. I'm like, I had dreams for this money. That's why I tell, like, I don't care. I tell my sister not to tell my mama about their money, because she's the type of person that's like, oh, your money is my money, but she won't pay you back. I'm like, lady, she did that to me all my life. And I'm like, please don't tell that lady you got no money. You won't have it no more.
Like,
she,
for real, like, that's, and that's sad. That's what you have to not tell your parents, okay?
Right. Like,
I ain't got no money. I'm
right.
Broke.
Like, nah, I'm broke. I'm a kid. What you mean? I don't got no money. What? If you're an adult, okay, real talk. If you're an adult and your kid, first of all, why are you asking your child for money? That's the real question. Like, what?
Because they feel like they can't go to nobody else. And if they kid got it, what they gonna do? Not give them to them?
It's true, but like, you praying on your kid for money. For what? Like, that's so janky. Like, I feel like I should never, like, have to ask my child for money. You know? Like, in a way of, oh, you got this. You know what I mean? No. They don't. And if they do, that's their money to have. I don't believe in taking money from my kids and they aware that they got money back.
I feel like if I ever do borrow money from my kid, like, because sometimes life happens. Life
true,
happens.
True.
I'm gonna give them the money back,
right? Or something at least of equal value. Jesus Christ!
For real.
I said, can you put some respect on my name? You just gonna take my money and not pay me back?
Exactly, and then they wonder why you start lying to them, nigga.
Right.
I wonder why.
You said, I'm broke. I'm broken, broken. You hurt me. Like, real fuck. Like, what? Like, what Steve Harvey? I think that was Steve Harvey. He said, the one way to help poor people is not be one of them. I'm like, facts. Big facts.
True. But my parents, you take my money, the way the situation is adding up.
Right. Like, so you just gonna take my money for your little bill? You ain't tell me. I would have willingly gave it to you. See, it's a difference. Don't just take it. If you gonna take it, just tell me you gonna take it, and I'd be like, cool, whatever.
Exactly.
It's because I want to be in the heat. I want to be able to ride in the car. I want the, you know what I mean? I need food, so I'm not gonna be like, nah, but let me know. Sheesh.
Exactly. Just
and don't say
eat, like, need to.
Yeah, But like, don't tell me you're gonna pay it back. For one, I know you're not. So two, just say I need this. Can I have it? All right, here, leave me alone. And I'll have more respect for people if they do that than like, than just lie or just take it. Like, for real. Put some respect on my name, for real.
Like, my dad asked me for some money. I told him I ain't have it. He got pissed. Sorry, man. I
ain't got right. It. Sorry. I hate that. I'm like, how you mad at me? Because I don't have no money. What?
Or how you gonna get mad at me? Because I'm not gonna give you my money. The money I work
right.
for.
Right. They're talking about some. You always talking about you ain't got no money. You always this. Are you mad? Are you mad though?
Exactly.
Like, where's your money at? Oh. Okay.
Like, let me know.
He's like, you coming to me for a favor. So what's really good?
Like, how you know I'm not trying to steal my money for something?
Right. I'm supposed to just give you all my money because you want it. You. That's when parents become people. They'd be like, yeah, no, I don't. Love you and all.
Yeah, I'm not finna.
But I'm not finna.
I'm not finna give you.
Right.
$40. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
Not doing it. For what? I had to ask. My mama asked me for some money. She used to do this all the time. She ain't asked me for no money in a while, and I'm glad. I'm like, good. I'm glad you know I'm not gonna give it to you. like, it's gotta be some serious, like, electric gotta be going off tonight type shit. But, and maybe if I got it. If I don't got it, I tell her this all the time. If I don't got it, I don't got it. If I have it, I'll give it to you, but I don't. Period. And that's just what it is. And I think she understand that, but like when I first moved out, she's like, well, you gotta and you can and can you? I'm like, I don't even live there. I can't pay some bills and I gotta pay my bills. I don't understand. Like, I don't get it.
I understand. Like, we both got bills now. I can't. Somebody's lights getting cut off and it ain't gonna be me. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Like, hey, I'm not gonna let my lights go off. That's not my problem. That's your problem, fam. Oh, man. See, that's where it goes. That's where it goes. It's either you or me. And it's going to be me every time. I'm sorry.
I can't do it.
I'm sorry. Go ask the church. Go ask somebody else. Don't ask me. Because I know you. So why would you ask me?
Exactly. You started going. Yeah,
like, for real. I hate that. On the side though, I hate when people that you know ain't shit try to ask you for stuff. Try to ask you for stuff and then be mad when you don't give it to them. Like, I know you do think people wrong. Ask somebody that don't know you. Run that with them. Don't run it with me.
You might have more luck with a stranger. Don't ask me.
I swear. Don't make no sense. When you know me, exactly. Exactly. I do.
You sure right. You are sure right. I know you. You the person that don't like to pay people back. And then when you do pay them back, I don't even need the money no more.
Exactly. So it's like, I said I need my money by Friday. It is 2 weeks from Friday. I see it Friday. Oh man, I ain't even got it. Man, look. Don't talk to me no more. Oh, like, don't.
I don't like those people give you money, but they buy everything.
Ooh, I hate that. That's why I don't lend out money no more. I don't lend out higher than $5. I don't care. We better be close if I give you over $20. But $5 is all you get. You got $5, man? You got $10? No, I don't.
No, I'm broke.
I'm broke. You said you got $6? Nope. I don't got $6. I only have $5. That's my giving away.
That's my life. It's forever. So take it.
And you only get a handout once a month. It ain't no, maybe. If you asked last month, you're not getting it this month. You got a 6 month grace period. I don't care.
you got to space out for $5.
Right, because if I'm giving you $5 every month, and that's what's 5 times 12. That's $65. $60, whatever. That's too much money to be given to one person at one time or many times. You saving up off meat, no?
Makes sense. I'm just gonna space this out. Get 60 real quick. Right. Get a job.
You said you don't waited 25 years to get $60 from me. You rude. Exactly. When you could have got a job, he got more than $60 every 2 weeks.
For real. Like, what do you like? Or weekly.
Right.
I wish I had a job.
You say what?
I wish I had a job that paid weekly.
I do. I'm so happy. But I hate it. I'm sorry. I hate it, but I'm glad.
You hate the job or the paycheck?
The job, not the paycheck. The paycheck could be more because I do too much there, but that's a whole nother, you know what?
Conversation for another day.
Oh man, I do way too much. I feel like, but it's cool. Anyways, but yeah. Well, everybody out there that thinks they gonna get some money from me, it's a lie.
You get $5.
$5 every 6 months. So you think the loan plays bad, baby?
Just don't know.
Right, you just don't know.
Gonna be broke messing with me.
Right. So it won't play me, honey. No, you won't. You dead. That's funny.
I'm kind of jealous of those parents who like were like low-key kind of friends with their kids.
Yeah, I'm still jealous. Like, dang. But I know I can't be no friendly parent. I have to punch a kid.
Like, as a kid, like, you want that. Like, you won't be able to, like, joke with your parent. I joke with my dad, but it was rare. It was a rare occasion.
I feel you, yeah. Yeah, like, ooh, I'm done joking with you. Okay. Because then they get mad. Like, I ain't your friends. But you just laughing. I don't, okay.
Exactly. So it's like, it's a limit.
Right.
It's a two-joke limit. Like, nigga, what?
See, you know, that's funny. Because today I was playing, me and my kid, we joking around, whatever. And, you know, I'm goofy, so I really don't care. And I let them be silly. But like, I got to a point where I'm like, look, I'm done with you today. Go do your thing. I'm doing mine. Leave me alone. And it was funny because I'm like, oh. He was salty. I saw his face. He was like, we was just laughing. I'm sorry. And I was like, oh.
A two-joke limit with black parents.
Because we too serious. I don't know what's wrong with it. You gonna be the same. You gonna be the same way. Cause kids play too much. They don't know when to stop. They just keep going. It's terrible. Yeah, that joke better be good too.
For real.
So that joke better be amazing. I better laugh for at least 20 minutes. Both of them. But you say what?
You better get 40 minutes of laughter out of me. if you get a 3 second chuckle, right. you messed up.
Right. It's like, nah, don't know. But if I get a,
I don't want to hear the second
chuckle. Right. He said I don't want to hear that second one. I don't want to. Oh man, that's funny. Say you done. Get off the stage. Boo. Suck. Yeah. That'd be bad. Mama, you say
you were told a kid, you were told a kid, boo, that's the funniest thing ever, because they get so mad.
Oh, girl. They'd be like, okay, so I'm trash. Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Like,
oh, me. Damn. He said, aw. Like, then I feel bad because they really do be bad, but I'd be like, it was bad though, bro. Trash.
Like,
I'm laughing at you, not with you, baby. Sorry. That's
exactly.
Okay, deal. That's funny. I told Kai a few times. I told him a few times. I said, boo, no, that was terrible. He was like, and he walked off. I was like, well. He was like, all right. But he be joning. He be cracking jokes. They be good jokes, too. For a six-year-old, dude, funny. I don't care. Dude, funny. That's why I critique him so hard. I'm like, nah, bro, that was not good.
Your standards are Cat Williams. You more Amy Schumer.
Right. Say, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Try again.
Exactly. It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, bro. Oh, exactly. Oh, I'm finna die. I'm dead. But yeah.
I think you will never be able to. No, see, my mom. I felt comfortable enough to be comfortable. I felt comfortable enough to be goofy with my mom.
There you go.
You know, because I felt like she wasn't gonna be so judgmental.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can be goofy with her. My dad is judgmental. I can't do goofy things around him. I have to be tough around him 24/7.
That's boring. That's so boring. Like, I don't need to be hard all the time. Can I be goofy? Please? I'm a well-rounded person. I don't need this.
I don't need to act tough all the time. And that's like I said, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like my dad really don't know. I could tell jokes like that.
Right. He said, bro, you gotta hit him like, bro, you're missing out on the funniest kid, bro. Oh, God.
Like, I don't think you understand. Like, I come with high five.
Right. He said dying, busting a gut type laugh, okay? I swear.
Exactly.
Hey, that's funny. It's true. You are funny. I ain't gonna lie. Hilarious. Man.
I mean, you know, I tried to be.
Yeah.
High school was funny. It was a
funny time. It truly was. Only to get that year back.
It's on the side.
You say what?
Just on the side.
Yeah.
Ersha got thick. I don't know if you saw her lately. She got thick.
Ooh.
Ersha.
Oh, yeah. She has. That face still kind of. Mm-mm. But yeah, she did get thick. That was my thoughts. That was my thought.
She lucky.
You say.
She lucky. Yeah, I'm not single.
We're not talking about that right now.
I'm still kind of mad from senior year. That's still low-key kind of pissing me off.
Y'all was a thing, wasn't y'all?
Yeah, no, the whole prime situation. That low-key kind of pissed me off.
Oh, yeah. What? You're going to have to tell me at a later date. I forgot, but I remember that because you was telling me about it.
And right.
Look, I'm old. You know, I don't remember a lot of things.
Maybe one podcast will have a throwback yeah. day. Just start talking stories.
That'd be
lit.
That'd be mad lit. But that, yeah, I remember that. You gotta let that hurt go, bro.
Look, I was trying to do right by her. All right. I was trying to make her my girl. Like, I was ready for a relationship.
Right. She wasn't with it though.
She wasn't. Like, I think she let that old me get to her. I was a sophomore. Sophomore was that 16. Yeah. 16 years old. Like, come on now. I'm 16. I'm a kid.
Wasn't you like 17, 18?
Yeah.
He said it's about the same, sir. It's about the same.
I was 17.
So a year later, you think she gonna think that you 160 different?
I was so confused. I was 16. I don't know what I was.
You was a child.
I was an
angel. It was high school age.
Exactly.
Whatever average age for those 4 years, that's what you were. I'm weak. I'm dead.
She just wasn't messing with the kid. It's whatever. But yeah.
It's whatever.
I gotta let that go.
Yeah, you gotta let that hurt go, man. You gotta let it go. It's all right. I'm here for you, bro. Yeah. Don't cry. Don't cry.
I'll never cry.
Good. It's out.
Like, for real. Like, I want to clap one time.
Clap.
Clap. Wow. Cheeks.
You know what? A week.
Hey. I mean, I told her what was gonna happen if we would have went to prom together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a whole thing. Okay, we're gonna have to talk about it in another one.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to talk about all that. It's gonna be lit. All right.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a nice one.
I forgot you ran it down for me and everything. I was like, oh, you on all that day? I was like, I see you, bro. I see you.
For real.
But anyways.
Yeah, these parents be tripping. Parents trip.
That's true. It's a problem. I mean,
like, I,
yeah.
To this day, I don't know what my dad wants from me.
Me neither. I don't know what these people want from me. I'm just living here.
For real. Like, I don't know if you want me to, like, to hate you, to love you. Like, what do you want from me?
Just shake them. What do you want? No, I feel like, for me, I just assume every parent wants their kids to be better than them. And I don't really hate my parents. You say what?
You can finish talking.
I don't really hate my parents, and I don't really like them, because I don't like the things they do, if that makes sense. But I mean, right. I forgive them for the things they've done. I don't forget the things they've done, but I love them regardless. I mean, there ain't nothing else I can do. Hating them not gonna do nothing for me. So all I can do is be neutral and love them. And if they need me, they know where I'm at. And if they don't need me, good. Period.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hate my dad. Not at all. But like you said, I don't forget what you did when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So that, like, that hurt. That's never gonna go away. So, like, love him to death. That's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think we straight. You still got something to talk about that I know you're not gonna bring up, and you gonna get mad if I bring it up.
And you still owe me my money, so you know it's a lot going on there.
Exactly. So run me my
right,
check.
Right. I was thinking that. Like, run me my money right now. But no, that's real life though. Like, there's a lot of things that I wish my people would talk to me about or say things or bring up, and I know they not, because they still heard it from me. And when you think about it, like, your childhood is like a lot of your life. Like, we just left out of childhood. If you think about it, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, that's a whole what, 18 years of being a kid under people. That's a lot. And then, like, people doing wrong as a child, not adults. People say get over it, you was a kid, but y'all don't understand how long I was a kid for. And I'm just becoming an adult, and then I'm gonna be old. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And people expect us to be adults as soon as we turn 18, and that's not even the case, especially if nobody's giving you the tools to be an adult. It's a whole thing. It's annoying. It's frustrating.
It's crazy. Parents just don't understand. And I definitely want to be married. I definitely want to be better than my dad, for sure. I think I already am. Like, I think my dad didn't go to college.
Yeah.
So, in that aspect, I'm already better than him.
True. That's good. Like, I think I've definitely broke the mold of doing better than what my parents were. Like, my mom, I don't know if she got her GED. I think she did, but she didn't finish middle school when she had me. So it was a whole thing. So I graduated high school. She wasn't there for my graduation, and I was pissed, but whatever. And it was a lot. Like, I graduated. I've done some college. I haven't done what I want to do, but, you know, whatever. And I moved out of the state. She always wanted to move out of state. And it's a lot of things that I've accomplished that I'm glad that I accomplished, right, that she can be like, yeah, she did that. Like, the other day, she finally told me, like, I'm sorry for the things that I've done. And, like, she was crying and all kinds. Like, it was a whole thing. And I always wanted to hear her say that. Like, just basically just apologize for the thing that she's done. Because that's all I really wanted. And I didn't think I would get it so soon, and I did. I'm very happy about it. So, there's a lot of things, you know? And I think that's why I can't really hold parents to the issue that they have, unless it's just some severe crazy out of unnecessary stuff. But normal parenting mistakes or whatever, it happens. And it's like, we gotta let that be what it is as adults. We can't just hold on to it, because that's what's wrong with them. They holding on to stuff they parents did and their parents' parents did. And what can you do but fix it and fix yourself? And then if you can help them, you know?
Exactly. Just on another side note, I mean, we take a lot of side notes on this show. Oh, of course.
That's okay. I love it.
Yeah. But, I don't want people to think, like, I hate when people think, like, you have to go to college to be successful.
Yeah, no, I learned that real quick. That's a lie. It's a lie and a farce.
Like, the reason I'm going to college, mostly because it's just a safety blanket. Yeah. It is what it is. Like, low-key, I want to be a music producer.
I thought about that. I don't know if I'm going to go through with anything.
Like, that's something I for real want to do, like, because music is my life. And I feel like I love make beats.
Why you didn't tell me this information? I'm sorry. On another side note, why you didn't tell me that you make beats? You need to give me this information, because I want to be musically inclined, and you musically... Man, we gonna talk about this. Anyways, go back to your point.
I just don't want people to think, like, everybody think, like, okay, you go to college, you do this, like, you don't have to do that. Like, you could do it as a safety, as a safety blanket, as a backup plan, because, like, you just don't want to go into this world, like, assed out with nothing.
And you don't want to do nothing you don't even like, or you don't even know if you like, you know?
Exactly. So I feel like for you to chase your dreams, of course you should give everything you have into it, but you should also have a backup plan. You know what I'm saying?
You're not nothing without a backup plan.
And a backup plan for your backup plan.
You gotta have an A through Z backup plan. Like,
for real.
Add some numbers on there too. You gotta have it. You can't have it all figured out, but you gotta at least be ready to have a plan if the plan don't work. And that's the problem with people. They think, oh, I'm just going to put all my A's in this basket and it's not going to tip over. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. Do you then. And some people, it works like that. And other people, it doesn't. So, it's an iffy business, this thing we call life. Sheesh.
True.
truly.
Sheesh. Okay, but on the real note, I gotta go because I gotta wash my clothes and it's getting late.
This is true. Okay, that's cool.
Got laundry, you know, I ain't got no drawers.
You need to have those to know.
Major key out here in these streets.
Alright, man. Alright, y'all. We done for the night. Talk to y'all later. See y'all next time. Peace.
Bye. I'm getting happy.